from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's modified travel ban has been implemented with little immediate protests. The U.S. activated the new rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. to be admitted. Masa Vilati is with the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Los Angeles.
It's unfortunate that this decision was made, making this arbitrary distinction of who is a close family member and who isn't. We're looking for cases to potentially file lawsuits and make sure that all Muslim Americans and all individuals impacted by this Muslim ban have their rights protected and can travel freely.
The 120-day ban on refugees coming to the U.S. also went into effect. President Trump says the U.S. has run out of patience with North Korea. His comment came as he met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House. President Moon is keeping the door open to talks with the North while supporting continued sanctions on Pyongyang.
The North Korean nuclear issue must be resolved without fail. North Korea should by no means underestimate the firm commitment of Korea and the U.S. in this regard.
Mr. Trump and President Moon differ over exactly how much pressure the North should be receiving in order to give up their weapons program, but they did present a united front by the end of the day. U.N. General Assembly voted to cut $600 million from their nearly $8 billion annual peacekeeping budget. The move comes amid pressure from the Trump administration, which contributes more than a quarter of the department's annual budget. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for major U.N. reforms, including peacekeeping. This is VOA News.